Hearken to me, you swabs.
Aye, Captain.
I want you to comb every inch of this island for those boys. Above all, I want their captain, Peter Pan, and a keg of grog to the man that brings him in, dead or alive.
Aye, Captain.
Not you, Smee. You stay here with me.
Aye, Captain.
Yes, most of all, I want that Peter Pan. 'Twas he cut off me arm. I've waited long to shake his hand with this hook. Oh, I'll tear him, I will.
Yet I've oft heard you say your hook was worth a score of hands for combing the hair and other homely uses, Captain.
If I were a mother, I would pray to have my children born with this hook instead of this right hand of mine. 'Twas Pan who did it. Aye, he flung my arm to a crocodile that happened to be passing by.
I have often noticed your strange dread of crocodiles, Captain.
Not of crocodiles, but of that one crocodile. The brute liked my arm so much, Smee, that he's followed me ever since, from land to land and sea to sea, licking his lips for the rest of me.
In a way, it is a sort of compliment.
I want no such compliments. I want Peter Pan, who first gave the brute his taste for me. Smee? Ha! That crocodile would have had me before now. But by a lucky chance, he swallowed a clock, and it goes tick-tock, tick-tock inside him. And so before he can reach me, I hear the tick and bolt. Once I heard it strike six within him.
Someday the clock will run down, and then he'll get you.
Aye, that is the fear that haunts me. Odds, Bob's hammer and tongs.
What's amiss, Captain?
This tree stump I'm sitting on, it's hot.
Hot, Captain?
Well, blow me down. It's not a tree stump, Smee. Look, it can be moved.
Smoke, by Jago! It conceals a chimney.
Aha, 'tis plain now. They live here beneath the ground. We've got them, Smee, we've got them.
Unrip your plan, Captain.
To return to the boat and cook a large, rich cake.
A cake?
With sugar on it, green sugar. We'll leave it yonder by the lagoon.
By the lagoon?
They'll find the cake and gobble it up. Because having no mothers...
Aye, having no mother...
They don't know how dangerous 'tis to eat rich. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
Damp.
Ha-ha.
Cake. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
They will die. Ha-ha.
Captain. Captain.
Me? What?
Listen.
Odds, Bob's hammer and tongs, the crocodile!
We float here, John, didn't we? Didn't we?
Yes, Michael, and this must be the Neverland. Oh, there's Peter. Peter, is this the place?
Yes.
Where's Wendy?
She's asleep there on the grass. She's tired.
Where are the lost boys?
In the house under the ground, I guess. I'll call down the chimney and rouse them out. Hi, fellas!
Hi, fellas,
look what I've got. At last I found a mother for us all.
A mother? Real mother?
Oh, boy.
Where is she?
She's over there. She's asleep.
Shh! Oh, Peter, she's beautiful. Beautiful. Peter, who are these two boys? Are they lost?
Oh, that's John and Michael, Wendy's brothers. Now, what shall we do with Wendy?
Let's carry her down into the house.
No, no, you mustn't touch her. It wouldn't be sufficiently respectful.
But we just can't let her lie there, Peter.
No, no, I guess not. I know what we'll do. We'll build a house around her while she sleeps.
Beautiful house.
If we only knew the kind of a house she'd like to have.
Peter, look! She is moving in her sleep.
Oh, Wendy. Wendy, if you could only sing the kind of a house you'd like to have.